This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting is grinding on in Ukraine after the country marked the anniversary of Russia's invasion, with Ukrainian authorities on Saturday reporting to dozens of new Russian strikes and attacks on cities in the east and south. After a somber and defiant day of commemorations Friday and a marathon news conference, Ukraine seemingly president followed up on new video posts a day later in which he declared that Russia must lose in Ukraine and argued that its forces can be defeated this year. In a separate tweet, President Volodymyr Zelensky also pushed for sanctions pressure on Russia after the UK and U.S. Fighting is grinding on again. Hundreds gathered in Washington on Saturday to protest the invasion of Ukraine and to demand further aid from the U.S. on the one-year anniversary. Ukrainian living in the United States were joined by people from across the globe in rejecting the Moscow aggression toward its neighbor, which Russia calls a special military operation. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor Jr., Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova, and USAID Administrator Samantha Power spoke during a rally at the Lincoln Memorial, holding banners, posters, mocking President Putin and Ukrainian flags. The activists marched to the White House, and then the Russian ambassador's residence, where chants of shame on Russia and stop your genocide bellowed from the crowd. Again, the fighting, though, is continuing to go on as after the country marked the anniversary of Russia's invasion. Authorities on Saturday reported dozens of new Russian strikes and attacks on cities in the east and south.